views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. And I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, on December 14th, I have a special one-hour show from 11 o'clock to noon Pacific time. My guest will be astrologer and shaman Diana Stone, and she'll be discussing preparing for ascension and her new book, Playing the Ascension Game. And I also want to remind you that the following Friday, on December 21st, my show will be at 11:30 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. Pacific time. So I'll be here, but a half hour later than usual. Now, that show will be about shifting on December 1st with Lee Carroll and Kryon. So mark your calendar now for that special time and special show. And Friday, December 21st, 11:30 a.m. instead of 11 Pacific time, a half hour later than usual. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that the holidays and the new year are getting really close. So remember, the 2013 Good Timing Guide makes a great gift as well as an essential tool for yourself. It allows you to select the most auspicious and successful dates for all your projects and activities. Remember, the Good Timing Guide also provides you those time out periods, which occur three times each week, when nothing positive comes with the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. You can get the combination of both the 2012 and 2013 guides and the 2012 and 2013 newsletters on special now at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And are you looking for an interesting gift idea, one that brings money to the recipient all year through? If so, consider giving the gift of prosperity by purchasing one of the many Prosperity CD or MP3 classes. This month, they have a 20% discount to help you with your prosperity. For business owners, we offer 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. There's also the prosperity relief, wealth building with the universe, the art of conscious language, and take an energy inventory for prosperity. Any of these gifts will increase someone's prosperity, and they're great gifts for these times. So to learn more, go to AskMadeline.com. It's right on the homepage, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're finally at the tail end of a cycle that's associated with overexpansion. Now, this cycle, which is Sun opposite Jupiter, can be associated with chasing opportunities that first appear to be good ones, but can turn out to be false gold. So this is a time for buyers to beware. Fortunately, the cycle only stays in range through tomorrow, Saturday, December 8th. It's been with us since November 26th. Now, next, beginning December 9th, we have a cycle which we encountered last month, and this is Mercury trine Uranus, and it's often associated with new ideas and new technologies. It may also bring us new communication methods or systems. We originally encountered this cycle in late October, so your new ideas or technologies may have popped up initially back then. During November, we reconsidered those ideas, and now that they've been researched and fleshed out, we're ready to move forward with those ideas. Just note that while that good cycle is here, we have another two cycles which are challenging, especially when it comes to getting details and logistics correct. So don't get into overestimation or ignoring details or blithely believing that they will magically be fine, because they won't. And you can get yourself into a big pickle if you pretend it will all work out without a serious effort. Now, these are the cycles of Mercury square Neptune and opposite Jupiter. So pursue those new ideas, but get the details worked out correctly. Now, Mercury square Neptune, which tends to create mental confusion, forgetfulness, and mistakes, comes in range again today. Oh, lovely. December 7th. And it peaks again on December 11th. Stays in range through December 16th. Mercury opposite Jupiter, which is notorious for overestimating results, that cycle comes in range on December 13th at the new moon. It peaks on December 17th, and it stays in range through December 21st. So pursue those new ideas, but get the details worked out correctly, because they'll bite you if you don't. Now, next, we have a cycle that's very close, and it's associated with transforming structures, processes, methods, structural or organizational changes, and permanent changes to leadership or leadership methods. Now, this is the cycle of Saturn sextile Pluto. Now, those two planets are now in each other's signs, so they're now helping each other to come up with the new structures and processes which are needed. The cycle has been in range since November 14th. It will peak for the first of three times on December 26th. And it stays in range through April 22nd. Then it will come back into range later in the year and peak for a final time on September 20th of 2013. Now, in the meantime, this is an excellent time to focus on making needed changes to all types of structures, processes, organizations, etc. And it's certainly a great time for Congress to be restructuring our taxes and the federal budget. Now, next, we have a new moon next Thursday on December 13th, and this is a very, very unusual new moon that's right in tune with the major shift this month. It has an exact-to-the-minute aspect that indicates a compulsive energy for birthing higher consciousness and a new paradigm. This is shown by the cycles of the sun and moon, both biseptile to Uranus, exactly. And are you feeling those energies of birthing higher consciousness in a new paradigm? I sure hope so. They feel exciting to me. And at the same time, there's a feeling of irritation or frustration related to meeting responsibilities, which we'll probably notice at that new moon. And we may be ready to play and celebrate, but we still have those daily responsibilities to handle. And that's related to the cycle of sun and moon semi-square Saturn. Now, next, we have a cycle, that begins at the new moon on next Thursday on December 13th. And this cycle is associated with money disappearing. Now, of course, that might be the norm for this time of the year. This is the cycle of Venus square Neptune. The cycle is notorious for confusion related to love and money, money or love dissolving, or even being deceived out of your money. So this is not a good investment time. And just in case you can't afford to lose track of your money, pay extra attention to it now. This cycle peaks on December 16th, and it stays in range through December 21st. So be alert with money this December. And I also want to give you a heads up about the winter solstice, which is on December 21st at 6:13 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, this chart, which is for the first day of winter, gives us a good view of what's ahead for the coming quarter. The East Coast has had plenty of weather challenges lately, and it looks like they will have plenty more throughout this winter. If you're on or near the East Coast, then I would definitely be prepared for more power outages. And if you're in that area, then you know what it's like to be without power for days. And this is likely to happen again to the East Coast throughout this winter. And we don't know what will cause those power outages. It could be giant solar flares. It could be very large storms. It could be earthquakes or other types of earth changes. And we don't know that power outages would be limited to the East Coast, since that chart is for the entire U.S. So be wise and be prepared. Between now and December 21st, get some extra supplies in your home in case you can't get to a grocery store, pharmacy, or your pet supplier in your home area. Get some extra supplies. Have extra blankets on hand. Get some of those great LED flashlights or lanterns, which make great gift items, too. Have some extra pet food on hand and some extra first aid supplies, or give these things as gifts. Let's all be prepared this winter for unexpected challenges, especially power outages. Give yourself the gift of peace of mind by doing so. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. Are you buying gifts now? If so, buy them today or tomorrow, December 8th, prior to 4:38 p.m. Pacific Time or prior to 7:38 p.m. Eastern Time. This coming Sunday, December 9th through Thursday, December 13th at 1:44 p.m. Pacific are very tough days for deals to happen or to find good gifts. The next good date for any new start is after 1:44 p.m. Pacific Time or 4:44 p.m. Eastern Time on December 13th. And that stretch will stay good through Saturday morning Pacific Time. So see the Today's Guide on my site for more details. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show. To do so, just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. So call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
We would like to ask you to join Michael Shane and the Ascension Foundation in a special holiday giveaway. Throughout the year, the Ascension Foundation has sponsored a number of amazing healing events with Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters. With the help and support of those who participated, we raised $1,000 and want to give this to one special family this holiday season. We invite you to write in and recommend a family to receive this special gift. Please email us by midnight, Wednesday, December 19th. At info@michaelshane.com with your reason for nominating this family, their contact information, and any other information that will help us with our decisions. A panel headed by the Ascension Foundation will select the family on Friday, December 21st. Again, that's info@michaelshane.com. That's info@michaelshane.com. For more information, you can also call the Ascension Foundation at 1-800-508-6437.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, and we have room for one more caller. So call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can quickly arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And I'll be here through Tuesday, December 11th, and then I'll be gone until December 31st. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's take Diane. She's calling in from Kirkland.
Oh, good. Let me see, Diane. I have a little bit of trouble here with my computer, and it's not cooperating. So let me see if I can get it to bring up your chart here real quickly, and then
okay.
I'll ask you for your question. It's starting to work, so this is encouraging. Okay, we have it. So how can I help you today?
Well, I'm hoping to retire, and I'm concerned about finances and if I'll have the proper finances to retire, if I need to keep working into infinity.
Okay, now, so do you have a fair amount saved, or?
You what?
Do you have a fair amount of money saved?
No.
Or, no. Okay, so. Well, let me see here. I'm only able on the radio to look at one set of cycles, and there are actually five sets of cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty big question. So what I'm looking at here on this one set is that right now it looks like there's a period, probably roughly for the next year, where it looks like your income could be less than normal.
Okay.
So, does that fit with the retirement scheme?
That doesn't fall into a good retirement to me.
That's what it looks like here with
okay.
this one cycle, is that you would probably have a period where it would be a little bit less. Now,
mm-hmm.
that period might not start until maybe roughly April, May, June, somewhere in there. Because you have a good cycle right now that's going on, and that will last you at least probably till April.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe May. And then you'll kind of get out of range of it, and then the other cycle will be sort of kicking in.
And that, you said, will last for about a year?
That one is probably going to be in range for at least a year. Yeah, I'd say through next December. Through next December, yeah. Now, do you have other cycles that might also help? Uranus is coming into range with your Venus. Now, that's a sextile, so that would be what we would call an opportunity, meaning that there's not necessarily extra money showing up, but there could be if you were to take advantage of some opportunities that would be there. But generally, for an opportunity, you have to take action. In other words, it's not necessarily going to plop down in your lap. It might make itself known to you, but if you didn't take an action to take advantage of it, it would just sort of disappear. But that one could help you, and that would be in range for about that might stay in range for up to two more years. Possibly up to two more years, at least a year and a half, I would say, and possibly up to two more years. So you have at least some, you know, opportunities to boost it.
Okay. Just keep my eyes open, huh?
Yeah, you would need to keep your eyes open, that's for sure, and stay positive, because what would happen here is if you started focusing on not having enough money, you would basically focus on the energy that's limiting you.
Well, I'm pretty optimistic, and I also believe in the power of the universe, and I, from time to time, just surrender this to the universe, and I find that works pretty well for me.
It does indeed, and that's excellent. So I think you could definitely do it if you stay in that mode.
Right. Okay.
So good luck with that.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks very much, Diane. And I think, do we have time for one more?
I think so.
All right. Let's do it. Let's bring on Diana. Actually, she's calling in from Seattle, it looks like. And she's got a question about relationships.
Okay. And what's her birthday?
It's April 4th of 1964.
Okay. What's her time?
6:08 in the morning.
6:08 a.m. Okay, and where was she born?
East Lansing, Michigan.
Ah. Okay, I have it.
All right, give it a second. I'll bring her on. Diana, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Hi.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
So tell me what's your question.
Just woke up on time.
What's your question about relationships?
I've had health issues for quite a while, and it's just improving more now. I've found some great things. And so I haven't had a chance to work on relationships very much, and I'm just wondering if you see anything coming up in the future,
well,
maybe in the near future.
What I do see coming up that might be interesting, right now it looks like you are really looking for a lot of independence.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure how this is going to work out with your interest in relationships. It can actually be fun, but it is typically unstable.
Okay.
With relationships, because you are changing personally, and either, you know, the other person has to dance pretty quickly to sort of keep up with your changes, or or you have to get past it to stabilize.
Okay.
Which might be maybe in another, I don't know, year and a half or so.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It'll take a while. Yeah, but you know, it could be an interesting time. Right now, Uranus is sitting on your moon. It's square your moon. Sitting on your Mars and square your moon. So, and it's just about to exactly square your nodes. So it actually could, you know, like if you get angry and get triggered and stuff, you know, you can get pulled off track of where you're trying to go. Be careful. Be careful about that.
Okay.
And if you do get triggered, I would recommend you get the book by Marshall Rosenberg, Nonviolent Communication, A Language for Life.
I have that book. I've even taken level one training. I love it.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
It'll help you out a lot with this cycle that you're in right now.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it. And good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. It's Friday, and time to be grateful for another amazing week. The more gratitude we feel for the assistance others give us, the love and joy in our lives, and the opportunities we have to serve others, the more we're in the flow. Challenges seem to take care of themselves when we're in this situation, and we attract the right solutions easily. So even if all your goals were not met this week, be grateful for the ones you accomplished. Stay focused on the good things in your daily life, and more of them will come running to you. Now, join me again next Friday, December 14th, for my one-hour show when my guest will be Diana Stone, astrologer shaman Diana Stone, and she'll be talking about preparing for Ascension and her new book, Playing the Ascension Game. And also remember that on December 21st, my show will start a half hour later at 11:30 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. Pacific time, so a half an hour later. That show will be about shifting on December 21st with Lee Carroll and Cryon. So lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And while you're there, remember to check out the 20% discount on all our Prosperity Class CDs and downloads. And you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation or timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.